You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Always gonna be an uphill battle. Always gonna be the one to lose. Hello. It's Graham here. Nathan is off this week. Oh no, am I getting a spot? God damn it. So we are recording this remotely again. And Nathan is coming in now. Let me see. Do I have that spot? I feel like I've got a spot coming on my chin. But it doesn't feel like a spot. It's just more of a lump, which is kind of annoying. We're connecting to Nathan's audio. If we go in the past, he's right now screaming, hello, hello, even though the video and audio
good
aren't
morning.
Working yet. There we go.
Good morning.
Can you see me? No, I don't know if I want to, because I just saw your Instagram story.
I have a big dirty sty once again. If I was a dog, you'd put me down.
Absolutely disgusting. Why do you have one? Because you've had the last week and a half off.
Good question. Why do I have one? I've said before, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, I have an eye condition called blepharitis. It's a buildup of sleep around my eyes. So I have to get a baby wipe and rub my eyes first thing in the morning to wipe away all the sleep. Last week, Graham, I had horrendous shits. So that was the last thing on my mind. So clearly I had all this sleep built up in my eyes. So I let it go, brother.
I thought when you were saying I had massive shits that the shit particles was jumping from the toilet into your eye, thus giving you pink eye. But
kind of looks like that.
I honestly thought it was a filter. It's really taking on a different life form, because I was watching Instagram stories yesterday of Nathan and Sean's romantic holiday, and you didn't have any signs of it then.
I was wearing sunglasses. And unfortunately, with the weather we're having today, I kind of felt like I'm not going to be able to hide behind the sunglasses. I have to show up. I have to reveal the hideous eye. And that is why it's now out in the ether. So I can't hide anymore. Even though I now don't want to put the video on in this chat, because I really feel like the elephant man.
Question.
Go on.
Why are you called Nate Dog?
Can't
we change this for when we have to do serious interviews with people?
What do you mean?
Can we call you Nathan O'Reilly? Because when we have to do interviews and you have to set up interviews, Nate Dog, NATEDOGG, will be coming up. And it will be nice.
No, it won't.
It will. Nathan, it's on the screen here in front of me.
That's because I typed it in. It automatically comes in as Sean. So I was like, do you know what?
Where's
I'm on my holidays.
Where's Nate Dog coming from?
I just decided to put in Nate Dog.
No, but where?
Hey,
when?
Come on.
When did it ask you?
Just this morning when I log in, it just automatically will say Sean, and I deleted it and said, hey, let's have a bit of fun. I'm on my summer holidays. So what is going on?
No, put on your video. I want to see the eye.
Here we go. Here we go. It's not much to look at. And I have to teabag myself four times a day.
I beg your pardon?
Look, get your head out of the gutter.
Is that why Sean's off? Sean's
that
off
is why.
To
He's drop a big old pair of balls.
Into your eye sockets?
It's not looking good. I don't want to see myself.
Do you know what? It actually looks better than I was expecting it to look. Because on Instagram, it looks like you have a filter on.
It's not good. Look, it's great to hear your voice.
Look,
by the way,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
For keeping
last week's podcast going,
even though I didn't want to.
I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. Yeah. It was short. It was like one of those little glucose drinks you might have before hiking a mountain. There wasn't
you,
a
now
lot.
A second, hold on. Have you bought glucose drinks before you go up the Sugarloaf today?
I'm kind of toying with the idea. I feel like I need my hydration. I need to at least buy two Nutrigrain bars because yeah, I've never climbed the Sugarloaf before. Mm-hmm. And I've watched YouTube videos and it seems pretty epic.
Yeah. Tell me about last week then, because it was an unexpected week off. That's twice now. Do you reckon you picked up anything? No, well, I don't know who you picked it up after, guys. But what happened? Because you thought you had COVID for a while. Or did you actually ever think you had COVID? Because the week previous, you would remember I did it from my bedroom here that I'm here now. But you then were in work on Monday, but then you had to take Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
Yeah, it was a confusing time in my life because on Monday, I came in wearing very small shorts. And it's fair to say, Graham, you and I, we were chilly in the studio. They like to put on aircon full blast. So I just thought, clearly, I've gotten the chills that I can't get rid of.
You see, it's an annoying one because with our studio, the air conditioning is so cold and we can't control it. It's controlled by the building and other rooms are affected by us. So we can't say we wanted this temperature because that affects other people then. So we've kind of just grown to just accept it what it is. But when it's nice outside, then we can't wear shorts. Now the issue was, Nathan, it wasn't that warm to be wearing shorts as much as you were wearing them.
Yeah, I put my hand up.
Shorts.
And it was only about committed.
8, 9, 10 degrees.
Yeah, look, I made a serious error. So I just thought that I had the chills and that everything was going to be okay. But I ended up coming home at 4 o'clock that day and I did not feel well. Like, do you know at the beginning of a flu where you have that achy feeling around the body?
Coronavirus.
I was sweating a little bit from the forehead and I had pains in my stomach. I thought, this just doesn't seem right.
This doesn't add up.
Fast. It doesn't add up.
Doesn't
and
add
then
up.
Look, we are living in a pandemic and I was trying to buy my time. And then I gave you a call, Graham, and I said, look, man, I don't know if I have COVID not.
By the way, you rang me and I opened up with a funny funny line that I won't say on the podcast because it's a bit
go
rude.
On, you can if you want to.
I said, all right, big, what? I can't even remember what I said. I referenced
long cock.
I referenced your manhood as well. No crack out of this guy. Straight
no
to business. I was like, oh, there he is. I'll evening call. I'll give him a bit of a jovial cock joke like he enjoys.
Yeah,
nothing.
I do enjoy
nothing.
That's when you knew, Graham, something's up here.
This guy, even when you have COVID, I expect to have a bit of crack. No, the COVID,
no, ma'am.
COVID and then all the crack goes.
There was no crack in my body, absolutely none. And then, long story short, I found out I had a big, dirty gastro bug because I had the shits like there was no tomorrow. My God, I had a sandwich that day at lunch. One of those thin pieces of bread. Do you know the ones I like to buy now?
Slimbos?
Do you remember? Slimbos.
Slimbos.
Just decided, look, you like carbs, try and reduce it a little bit because we don't want too much of a fat ass. So I got the Slimbos and they're tasty toasted, but you can lash in a lot of fillings. I ate a lot of Slimbos that day. Clearly, diarrhea, that is where the Slimbos, they were going. They were leaving.
Well,
they were evacuating.
They weren't good enough to soak up anything in your gut.
Oh,
now, there wasn't enough bread there to soak up what needed to come out.
Can I give a shout out to the HSE? I hope you don't mind. But my God.
No, I'd like them to sponsor the podcast.
Okay, hear me out. Tuesday morning, I'm not going to work. I've said to you, guys, not going to be able to go on fully charged. I have to book a COVID test now. And I had a horrendous night's sleep, which at one point I felt like I'd pissed myself because I was covered. I woke up and the bed sheets were completely wet. And I thought, have I pissed myself or is this a wet dream? What is going on here? And I realized it was just sweat, Graham. And at one stage I had to lie on a towel. Like I felt like a dog.
Right.
Just because it was
so
wet.
I'd say your
room
stank.
Oh, it was a smelly time. Smelly time for everyone. I'd say you could smell it even on the lower floor. But I rang my GP. Shout out to, I won't say his name, but he lives in Dalkey. His base is in Dalkey.
Of course.
So I gave a call 8:30 in the morning. Hey, I think I've COVID. They said, what do you have? I said, I have the worst shits known to man and I have a fever. And they said, okay, look, we'll get a doctor call you at 11. Got a call at 11. And then they said, we've referred you on to the place where you got your COVID test, Graham.
What's the name of it again? Okay. Shrewsbury Avenue.
Yeah, it's behind, a Shrewsbury,
behind,
yeah.
Behind the RDS. Probably the poshest of all locations for doing a COVID test, getting something shoved up your nostril.
Isn't the houses the nicest houses you'll ever see?
I think a lot of those houses are also embassies, because you got the British Embassy beside, but that's obviously, but the smaller nations have houses as embassies. I'm pretty sure there's a good few down that road. There's that road, Waterloo Road, I think, has a few embassies. Yeah, all around.
Waterloo.
And a machine, Portaloo. So a lot of embassies around there. You're talking top quality houses.
Yeah.
And then Nathan shitting all over the place.
I also, on a side note, would say about the houses, I'd say they're extremely difficult to heat because they're so vast.
Well, they're old houses. It's the thing as well. I said their energy rating, probably not great.
So they said to me, yeah, we can book you in for a COVID test at 4. How will you get here? Do you have a car? I said, no, look, my roommate Sean to work from home throughout all of this, so he can give me a lift. And they said, no, we don't want that. We don't want your roommate to be at risk with the shits. So we will get a car out to you.
Jeez, that's good.
I said, what sort of car? I genuinely thought it was going to be a Garda car, but like a big van. So I would sit in the back of the cell.
Wear a yellow jacket and wear like leprosy.
Yeah. I thought, what the hell is this going to be? But it was just a taxi that they booked. And I said, oh, okay, can I pay by card? And they said, it's on the house.
Free FOC.
A free taxi. FOC. So I felt sorry for the taxi
thinking about it?
If I have COVID.
COVID cases.
Yeah. But he picked me up and I went out there. And guys, if you need a little bit of optimism about this pandemic, I felt literally like the only person there. Like, it was completely empty. I don't know what it was like, Graham, when you were getting the COVID
wasn't too busy. There was a few people there. I was in and out in less than 8 minutes. I don't want to say 10 because 10 is too much, but 5 was too little. So I'd say somewhere in between the 5 and the 10 mark.
Yeah, and look, we said it in your episode. They do enjoy scratching the brain. They really do.
How did this compare to the one you did before you had your surgery?
Yeah, great question.
Thanks very much.
Look, I said the first time I got a COVID test, I really did not enjoy the cotton swab going down my throat.
Yeah, I didn't mind that.
I found my gagging reflex was very bad, but hey, a turn of events, I found the nostril this time around the worst, because I was sat there and they first started to swab the back of my throat. And I said, do you know what? I'm actually finding this rather enjoyable.
Yeah,
like, this is not
fine.
A problem.
Yeah.
And then with the nose, the person said to me, pretend like you're driving. Just stare forward and pretend like you're driving. And then she just started to smash the swab right up my nostril. And I was like, really hurt.
Did you start indicating and stuff and putting on window wipers?
I indicated. I started saying, go across me. Go around me. I'm indicating. I have the shits.
So
that was the worry.
Yeah. Did you need to go to the toilet while you were there?
I did, because I read the message beforehand and it said, I don't know if you remember, you can't go to the toilet there. So when the taxi was outside, I quickly went to the bathroom and I shat water and my dreams out of my sphincter.
Ah.
It was bad. Look, this is a free podcast and I want to be completely honest. It was not good what left my a-hole. But then, thankfully, I was able to hold on and not go in the taxi or anything.
So you were Dundrum to Ballsbridge, COVID test, and Ballsbridge back to Dundrum. So, all in all, about an hour, I'd say.
Less. Honestly, it felt like it was 25 minutes. It was really quick. And then I just had to run out the taxi and run up the stairs again and go. But you can relate to this with the IBS. The stomach cramps is the most painful thing in the world.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
When you're sitting there, I think the most painful thing is when you're sitting there and you... Well, I just think constipation is worse than... Yeah. Than the IBS and diarrhea, because the constipation, you're sitting there in pain and nothing will come and the pain won't go away. I remember I had it because I think I've probably said this before, but when I was in Iceland, I was at the height of my IBS, because it's not that bad now. I can't really complain about it. I'm just getting nervous poos. That's really all I get. And regular ones. But in Iceland, we were going on bus trips and I was so worried that I wouldn't, that I would need to go to the toilet while on these bus trips, and they were long ones to the Northern Lights and all that kind of stuff. I took whatever the one is either Imodium or Motilium. I can't remember which one it was. One of them makes you go, one of them stops you feeling sick and one of them stops you shitting. I can't remember which one it is. And I may have got that wrong, but anyway, I took something that stopped me shitting and I was constipated for 2 days afterwards because I took so much. It was horrendous. So if you'd asked me, would I rather have diarrhea or constipation, I'd take diarrhea.
That's what I've asked you.
Because at least, I don't think you did. I can't even remember what you asked me.
I did ask you that question.
No, you asked me how bad are stomach cramps. And I said bad, but not as bad as constipation pains. Constipation pains, man, they are bad. So when did you start feeling all right?
I felt good on Sunday. I felt back. But
Jesus,
now I have...
that's a full week.
Yeah, it was a proper full week, and it was kind of, you know, you got the likes of producer Callum being like, geez, you're lucky. You've managed to crack the codes, get the 2 weeks off because I'm off this week. And I said, man, I had the worst week of my life.
It'd rather be
like
worse.
It wasn't good. I was self-isolating in the toilet. It was disgusting. And I was thinking back as to this virus. How did I get it? Why? Why did it happen to me? And I had a lot of time to think, Graham, and I was lying in bed and I realized an incident occurred the weekend before where you've your hair covering your eyes. I just looked up at you, Graham.
Yes.
Are you comfortable?
I'm very comfortable. I'm going to do the rest of the podcast like this.
A real rocker. But I'm sure you can. I'm sure. Thoughts. I went to the Centra opposite my apartment and, you know, I was in good spirits and I wanted to buy drinks on a Saturday evening, a few beers. And I walked over and I saw these two lads. They looked shifty. I'm going to say around 15 years of age, okay? They had hair on their upper lip and they were scary. They'd gone through puberty. Their voice had broken and they were broad. They were gymming.
Gym boys.
And the two walked up to me and I went, oh God, what's going to happen here? I don't want any fucking trouble.
Leave me alone.
They say, hey man, can you buy us some drink? And I looked at them and I said, no. And then I went into Centra and I realized, oh God, I'm now about to buy drink. And I have to walk by them. So I was thinking, well, I just try and take my time in the Centra and hide out here for like 10 to 15 minutes. Anyway, Nathan, look, you're going to be 30 this year. You need to grow up, okay?
Yeah, grow
you're
up.
A big man.
Big boy.
You know yourself that you are so weak and you're a coward, but they don't know that.
When you were their age, they probably weren't even born.
Yeah. You know,
and talking
I've
about
seen
here.
Some. I've seen some things, Graham. You know, like I've been on this earth for a while. So I bought my 4-pack of Tiger and I scanned them. I paid for them and then I walk out and I could have turned left. The voice in my head said, why don't you go the other way, the long way?
So much longer as well.
So it takes you a lot longer,
yeah.
But at least you'll have a relaxing walk home.
But you know what? You won't have your pride.
You won't have your pride.
You won't have your pride.
Yeah.
You'll have your drink. You'll have
no
harm, no bodily harm.
No.
But you'll definitely not have your pride.
And
I'd expect you to turn left.
But I would expect myself, Graham. But why Why do you need pride? Before I tell you what I do, why do you need pride?
Because it eats away at you for the rest of the day. And then you don't feel good enough. And then you get into a funk.
That's
good. That just me?
That's a great answer. So my foot leaves the store.
Mm.
And I'm expecting my right foot to start curling left.
Mm-mm.
Starts curling right.
Stop.
I'm surprising myself. I'm thinking, why am I going this direction? I see the two hooligans and they look at me. And I'm wearing the face mask. My God, I wish I had this sty because I think I'd be able to scare them off even more. Be like, I was in a fight. Don't mess with me.
Fight.
They start walking towards me. They genuinely thought that I bought them drink because they're kind of smiling. And they go,
he's changed his mind.
I changed his mind.
Nice.
We didn't give him the money. He's actually just bought us drink. He's such a nice man.
Yeah, yeah. Pass
Nathan Vermeer.
Nathan Vermeer. Yeah.
And I say to them as they're walking closer to me, no, no, this is mine. And
did you actually say that
yeah.
to them?
And I what said, no, no, say? This, like, oh, fuck's sake. But then I'm walking. I'm not looking at them. I'm walking and you know where the traffic lights are.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So I quickly go and they're amber. So they're starting to flash. The
you
green.
Never run an amber though. You don't run an amber.
I don't run. I ran that day.
On the other side of the road many a time after running on amber and you just stand there.
Graham.
Nathan.
Going to surprise you. I ran on amber because I was petrified that they were going to beat me up. So I ran and then I had my drink. And you know what was the weirdest thing? From my apartment, I could stare and they were still there. And I thought other people would have bought them drink, Graham.
No, no one in their, no one near 30 will buy them drink. That's a fact. People in and around 18, 19 may buy them drink because they've been so close to that age where they had to get other people to buy them drink. Did you ever get people to buy you drink?
I actually never did, no. I used to buy my friend Mark drink, but he was just a few months younger than me and I bought him a Naggin and that was all. What about you?
We had a good system where we knew a guy who was 18 in Lewisburg and he would go into the pub. Now, I'm not talking, when you're buying a crate of drink from a pub, it isn't the same as buying it from an off license. You buy a crate of drink for 20, 25 euro here, it's minimum 40 to 50 euro in a pub because you're kind of paying bottle prices in a sense so they can hike it up and you've got no other options in Lewisburg. So what he would do is the guy, he would go into the pub, buy them. He would leave it under a bush down the bridge. Then we would go down the bridge and we would collect it. We'd give him the money beforehand, obviously. But we'd never meet him down the bridge. He'd just leave it down the bridge, leave it there, walk off. Then we'd walk and get it. But the most infamous time was when we were 17, I think. Yeah, I didn't really start drinking properly until I was 17. End of transition year. So I would have just turned 17. And that summer going into fifth year. And we'll say there was this guy. We were asking everyone, it was the same as those two guys. We're outside the Super Value in Westport. We were just going to ask, hey, will you get us a drink? We'll give you such and such money, whatever. And we met this guy who will say, how do I describe him? Would have been a non too.
Go on.
A non desirable, we'll say. A notorious non desirable who would.
Would you say. A scary person.
Very scary person. Would have been in trouble with the law quite a lot.
Oh.
But we were getting desperate. Now, we were very small fry. We were from Lewisburg, never caused any problems. We were very quiet. We were like, just tipping up. We just want to have a few bottles. That's it. So there was about, what do we have? Four of us, I think. We all put in a tenner. We had 40 euro. So a crate back then would have been about 20 euro for 20 bottles, something like that. And we all had to wait 40 euro. And we saw this guy coming and we were getting desperate. We were like, God, we've got no other option. So we just went up to him. We would have been 17. He would have been about 19, 20 with one of his mates. We go, hey, your man, can you get us a drink? And he goes, do you have money? And we're like, yeah, we do. We've got 40 euro there. Will you get us a crate of Budweiser for us? So he goes, okay, I'll get you a crate of Budweiser. goes in. We knew it was only about 20, max 25 euro, max. So we go in and he comes out. We're waiting outside and we go, oh, gee, thanks very much. And he goes, where are you going drinking? And we said, oh, we're just going to go down the playground. And there's this kind of abandoned castle behind some fence down the playground. That's where we'd go.
That sounds very dodgy.
Oh, yeah. So we were, he goes, okay. And he starts walking with us. When I say,
oh, no,
non-desirable, we're shitting ourselves. He hasn't offered us any change. He has bought himself some yogurts to go with the drink that he's bought us. And he's walking down with us. And we're shitting ourselves.
So how many of you are there?
Four. So we're shitting ourselves. One, because we're underage drinkers. And two, because this guy is notorious for fighting. And being from Louisburg in Westport, at that time was a little bit dangerous because there was a group of Louisburg West people that always be fighting. And if sometimes you'd be like, oh, they're from Louisburg, they're arseholes too. But we were like, no, we were just a bunch of little wusses that didn't want anything to do with
it. So this guy is going to attract a fight.
Maybe. Well, this guy's friends would have fought people from Louisburg. So we're like, ah, shit. So we're walking down with him and he's still walking, holding our drink. And we're kind of walking behind him and his friend. And they're still holding the drink, eating yogurts. We go to the area and we go, okay, we're just going to go over here. And he kind of stops, looks at us. And we're thinking, we're not going to get the drink here. He puts down the drink, opens up the box, takes a handful of beers for him, a handful of beers for himself, for his mate, leaves with his yogurt and our change. So we probably got at least 15 euro off the top. And we just grabbed the box and ran towards the fence and into the kind of abandoned castle thing. And we didn't give a shit. Like at that stage, we were like,
how many bottles?
Oh, so say it before. I'd say we had about 12, but at that age, 12 between four of us was 4 bottles each. For the amount of time we were spending, we were happy enough. We were happy to get anything. It wasn't really at that age. It wasn't the fact, oh, I want to go out and get drunk and socialize. It was, I just want to go drinking, quote unquote, to kind of have the experience that it's a Friday night, we're in town. And we don't want to come home too drunk because our parents will kill us. But
I'm very intrigued about this abandoned playground. So
no, the playground wasn't abandoned. So there's this new area down by the leisure centre in Westport. And anyone from Mayo will know it well. And the playground's out the back. But there's an area, and it wasn't really a castle, but it was kind of like a building of old stone building. Oh, actually, 100% wasn't a castle. I don't know exactly what it was, but I remember it was that area that we'd always used to go towards. And kind of a bad area too, because we were kind of blocked off if the cops ever came. The cops, listen to me, the guards ever came. Because once we were drinking at a place called the Railway Line, which is an old railway line in Westport. And it's now
Sean!
Hey!
Well, Sean, come on, just say hi.
He can't hear me anyway, so.
Oh, he's going. Go on.
It's a railway line, so it's now a walkway. But at the time, all the young people would go drinking. And we'd be there, and I took a piss. And the steps are coming down. So it's kind of in this kind of... it's kind of dug out, this railway line. It's kind of high hills either side of it. And I was... I was taking a piss. But out of nowhere, cops.
Man, guards, what do you keep saying cops?
I'm fucking hanging out with you.
Guards, I fucking say guards now.
Guards started Guards started to walk down the steps, saw me pissing with drink, and I started to leg it. Now, I had my boxers up, but my jeans started to fall. And you know when you're running, now they weren't around my ankles because that would just be stupid. But you know when they're not up around your hips, they're kind of below your arse and you're walking, but you're walking really wide, you're running really wide so your pants don't fall down further. Somehow we got away with it. And I remember one of the lads with me, we tried to jump across something, but he fell into it and destroyed his clothes and was all soaking, and we had to go to someone's house.
Jesus, great tale.
The first night,
a hell of a story.
I went drinking, bushing. What do you call it up here? Do you call it lushing?
I did it so infrequently, I don't know what the name was.
We call it bushing down in Mayo. And the first time
Australian term.
bush, in the bash. We call it bushing because you'll be drinking in bushes. And it was the first night I went drinking. And you know, you don't really understand how hard alcohol is, or how much is too much, or how little is too little. I started drinking whiskey straight. And after one or two mouthfuls, I had enough and I vomited everywhere. And since then, can't touch whiskey. Can't go
whiskey's
near.
Whiskey's horrible. It's a horrible bit of alcohol. Do you know what I've noticed with the drinking and just even just having a coffee outside? I find it so incredibly difficult to be comfortable when I'm just sitting on the grass. I don't know if it's just my body type because I'm all limbs, but do you find if you're sat, like it would make me want to invest in a little chair? Because even Sean and I were in the Phoenix Park yesterday. Lovely place, by the way. I would never really go there, so it was great to see it in action on a nice hot day. But I was seeing a lot of elderly people bring out a deck chair and just sit in it.
Yeah.
And they look so much more comfortable than you find yourself if you're lying on the grass.
I hate lying on the grass. I fucking hate it.
It's just so difficult.
I need a support for my back.
That's it.
Definitely. I absolutely despise lying on the grass. Yeah. Where was I that I was going to bring chairs? I didn't. Oh, Shalech Picnic. Yeah. Shalech Picnic, you bring chairs and stuff like that and you buy chairs. And
Did you bring them?
We keep them. Yeah. Oh. Because you're going to, as much as all as you think you're going to be going to see every single act, the main crack is sitting down around the tents and just having a few cans and talking to people. And you have to have them. I think Sean, and pity he's not there to tell the story, I think Sean got a really shit one. Like he was going fishing with his father or something like that. A tiny little stool. And he's got a fat arse. And sure, it wouldn't...
Oh, he's such a fat arse.
It wouldn't fit on it. So he wouldn't just get in. So he brought this thinking he was being smart because it's lightweight. But in the long run, you're only carrying it for a small while to the camp. Bring a proper chair. That's Graham's.
What have you said to me? What have you said to me? Buy cheap?
Buy cheap, buy twice. But sure... or buy shit, buy twice. Don't buy shit. Invest properly.
It was really awkward. I don't know if I told you, but a good few months ago, Sean, we have these two lovely little deck chairs out on our balcony that we can sit on when the weather's nice. But one evening, Sean sat in one and it broke. And inside, I was like, oh, you're fucking well done now. We just have one chair and the other person has to stand like a knob. But I was like, oh, are you okay? Because he kind of fell backwards. Now we just have the one chair. And I kept saying, man, it was one of those rickety chairs.
Flimsy
it was
chair.
So flimsy. I didn't want to say, you're a big fat ass. No, I'd be awfully upset. Even if you joked about that, he'd be awfully upset.
I won't make the promo, so.
What's it like in work? How's everything going?
That's grand. Get to leave pretty. You'll know yourself because I was off a few days before and you just
lovely,
leave.
Lovely, isn't it?
Because if you the two leave. Of us around, we kind of feel like it's a proper day's work. Not that we'll stay that long anyway, but you feel like you kind of have to put in, the full show is here, so we got to be seen to be planning things. But when it's just and the other person's off, you kind of go, well, you can't really plan too much ahead without the other person, so I might as well just go home. That's why I'm recording
this
from home.
We've definitely said this before, but I even said it to Sean yesterday. So we were out in the car on our way to the Phoenix Park at 11 a.m. And I said, you know what the sad thing is? Like I was saying in the car, God, this is great. We're really going to make the most of the day here. I'm really looking forward to a nice cup of Joe and we can go for a glorious walk. And then I looked at the time and I said, the sad thing is, I could do this even if I had done the show.
Yep.
You know, like there's times when you're
out
at 11.
You could go straight to Phoenix Park. You could be there. You could be at Phoenix Park.
I suppose you just feel tired, but it's no excuse.
You could be at Phoenix Park by 11.
Yeah, you really could.
That'd be it. What's the plan for today? So yesterday, Phoenix Park. Now, I know what you're saying about Phoenix Park. People love Phoenix Park, but my problem with Phoenix Park is, bar the zoo and there's a few little things, it's so large, but there's not really much in it. There's no focal point. You've got the zoo, but I'm talking about a focal point.
That's true.
There's no, like there's the gardens and stuff like that, but there's a lot of just green area. You know how Herbert Park, they have the little place where they have the the food stalls, and then do you know what? This is a distinct. Now I could be wrong here because I don't go to Phoenix Park that often, but from what I remember, distinct lack of benches in Phoenix Park. Would I be right in saying?
Yes, I think you're right in that. Also, it's a little bit worrisome when you need to go to the toilet. So I had to crawl down a ditch and urinate, and I felt bad about that, and I was very stressed out that someone was going to catch me.
The warden,
it was fine. The warden wouldn't like that.
No, he would not. You know, a lot of people go riding there.
I can't imagine that would be that nice there, really.
Big spot for riding, yeah. I suppose it's kind of like Klein Hill. I'd say a lot of dogging goes on there. There's a car park out the back. I remember when we were shooting the video for G-Strings on the breakfast show.
Oh, is that where you shot it?
Yeah, shot it.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, by the deer. Do you not remember the deer who was in it?
Yeah, but I had no idea the location. I'd never thought about it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, is the main street the main road going up the Phoenix Park? Can you always access that at nighttime, or are the gates closed?
I don't know. I know there's a lot of stuff lately about them wanting to close the gates, and they don't want people using it as a road, basically, to connect you from the city to the likes of Castleknock and Blanchardstown and stuff. They want you to take outer roads, but people are like,
"You know what I found fascinating, Graham? When I saw where Michael D lives, all right, and you get a good look of it, and it's crazy to think what's separating you is a small sort of ditch, and there's a little fencing.
That's
bent." You could crawl over that if you really, really wanted to.
If you wanted to get into the Oris, you definitely could. 100%.
It's magical looking, though. Genuinely, I was looking in there and I thought, I really, really would love to be inside there. And at one point, Sean and I, we were walking just by the periphery of the Oris, and there was a bench which was weirdly placed. So if you sat on the bench, Michael could literally just see people walking by. And I saw two gardeners just tending to a few trees. And I thought, they have stories.
Or were they?
Undercover.
Were they undercover? Were they trying to infiltrate Oris and Nuchtheron? I don't know. Maybe from another country. And they're posing as gardeners. And they're trying to take our head of state down. It's a great gig, isn't it? The presidency. Jesus.
It really has to be. I was saying once again yesterday, to be president, you have to be really old. I couldn't imagine someone in their early 40s have that gig, because I think you might be bored.
Jeez, I wouldn't be bored.
Would you not?
No, just travel around. Go. I don't know, there's a lot of socializing, isn't it? See Michael D's getting pictures of everything. Not too sure.
I learned a few things about the Phoenix Park, if you want to hear.
Yes, please do.
So Sean told me, you know that Michael D is in the house when they have the flag up.
Don't know how true that is.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true.
So when he leaves in the morning, they take the flag down.
Yeah. You were going to say bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Do you know that?
Nah, they obviously it's the house where the president lives. Surely the flag stays up there all the time.
No, he says it goes down when he leaves.
No, I think that's bullshit.
Do you know the weird sort of plinth?
I do.
On my Instagram, Sean was running up the steps.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that is for, and Sean didn't as well. Do you have any idea what it is? It's quite impressive looking.
Don't know. Here, Oris and Nuchtheron, facts, flag, president, leave, house. Surely it's something comes up here. Seven things you probably didn't know about the Oris. Now, if it's not in this one by RTE, then it's... Oris could have been in Limerick. De Valera wanted to demolish it. Phoenix Park has nothing to do with Phoenixes. The Oris... life as a red brick hunting house. It has to be said that's inspired the White House. Queen Victoria began the ceremonial tree planting. The house of the president. Yeah, nothing about the flag. Sorry.
Graham, do you know what's also very interesting in the Phoenix Park? There is a house where the American embassy is. There's an American ambassador, is it?
Well,
that lives there.
I'm pretty sure the embassy, American embassy, is also in Balls Bridge. On the bottom.
Yeah.
Near Balls Bridge, Leeson Street. Then that's the, yeah, so that's the embassy. So there must be, yeah, there is something to do with it. Maybe the ambassador lives there.
But it just looks gorgeous. I went right up to the gates and I looked inside, and it seems like they have a golf course as well. And I just thought,
that's cool.
How do you get that job? You'd be so cut off from society. Like, I can't imagine this person gets drunk and walks down Camden Street.
Okay, here you go. You can be the Irish ambassador to any country in the world except America, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, any English-speaking country.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have the language or not. By going to that place, you learn the language. By, like, it'll be easy. It's not going to be a big deal. I'm just cutting off all the easy options.
And sorry, do I choose the place or just the country?
What are you talking about?
Like, if I say France, but not Paris, if I say somewhere like...
Oh, no, you have to live in the capital city.
Oh, the capital. Okay. Yeah.
Why? Would you like to live in France, but not in Paris?
Yeah, maybe somewhere different. I don't know why I'm thinking Italy.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think it's Spain.
Are you?
I like Spain.
You have the language.
Yeah, but you'd have the language everywhere. I just like Madrid a lot.
Do you much prefer Madrid to Barcelona?
Yes. Yeah, I really like Madrid when I was there.
Por qué?
Huh?
Why?
Well, well done! I thought you said Jorge. Who's Jorge? Por qué? Sí, señor, por qué? Pues, es muy... I can't remember any Spanish. I don't know. Do you know what? Maybe it's because I was in Barcelona when I was younger. And I was in Barcelona with my family, and we didn't actually go to Barcelona. We just went to Barcelona to see the sights. And I was in transition year as well with the school. While with Madrid, I was there with Claire, and we could go get pished and kind of go do the touristy things. While Barcelona, it was like, go to the Nou Camp for the fourth time.
I love the way I can see that cowboy hat that's nailed into your wall.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah. Where did you get it?
Got it in Colombia. No, not Colombia. Cuba.
Did you?
Oh, fuck. I go Cuba. Cuba. Si, señor, Cuba. Porto.
Would you go back to Cuba?
Absolutely, I go back to Cuba.
Yeah, is that 100%. The plan?
Don't think it's the plan, because there's so many other places we want to go, but if we had to go back to one place, do you know what we probably... I'd like to go back to Madrid again, because that's an easy one. Cuba is just a lot of organizing and stuff.
And you had organized Colombia before the pandemic. Colombia. So do you think that's something that you will revisit?
Yeah, I'd still like to go to Colombia. I'd like to go to Vietnam. I'd like to go to Nashville. I would definitely want to do those three. They're the three. I don't know what order, though. We were originally supposed to be going to Vietnam. We only booked Colombia because we originally supposed to go to Vietnam, but then there was this strange virus that was taking hold in December 2020 in Asia, and we said, we better move to away from Asia.
We should go right to Asia.
We should go to Colombia instead, because surely this virus won't leave Asia. And how wrong were we? So yeah, geez,
you know when you take May off,
the whole month.
Are you doing anything with Claire? Are you doing anything nice?
No. Just got exams. Now I'm just going to... I don't know what I'm going to do. Just take a few days off.
No, I think that's nice, because I was thinking, because you even said to me with this week off, you're like, anything nice planned? And I was like, well, thankfully Sean's off. Because if I didn't have anyone to just hang out with in this week, I think I would end up getting a bit bored.
Well,
so it's actually been nice having him. So we're going to climb the Sugarloaf at at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is it not supposed to be raining?
Yeah, it is supposed to be raining, but we said, look, let's do it. And then tomorrow we said we might go for a day drink somewhere, even though it's supposed to be horrendous weather.
Yeah, tomorrow's not supposed to be great.
But we're just going to go ahead. Do you have any advice for the Sugarloaf?
Pub's open during the day.
Well, just takeaway pints.
Yeah, no, it's, oh, sorry, that's what I mean. Yeah. They open during the day.
Yeah, they are, yeah. So what advice do you have? God, look at that. It's like you have a squid attached to your head.
My hair is so long. I take a pizza bath in Georgia.
Graham, what advice do you have for us going to the Sugarloaf?
Stretch.
Yeah?
Because you think it's just going to be... I've actually never done the Sugarloaf. But because... Well, you walk a good bit, to be honest. But you're going to be using different muscles now walking upwards. So I'd definitely just do a 10-minute stretch. Just stretch the calves, stretch the hamstrings. You're going to be working muscles you haven't worked in a long time. I did a leg workout there for the first time in a long time because I'd started doing Pilates, but that was working different groups of muscles. And then I went back to leg workout, which was working other groups of muscles. And my legs were killing me for 2 days. Yeah. And it was just, that's just like a month or two off doing leg workout. So
my dad gave me his friend's walking shoes.
Yeah. Walking shoes are good. I mocked you with your dad's Brooks runners.
You've always mocked me.
Well, now to be fair, they were disgusting. Now they were red and they do look like they come from the middle aisle in Aldi. Sidebar, Aldi are bringing out a clothes range this week as well as Lidl. But and Tommy Fury is the face of it. But
Jesus.
Yeah, I got the same ones as Sean, the black and white ones, which don't look too bad, but my God, they're so comfortable. Because I've been doing a lot of running this week, ran like Gales, and they are so comfortable. They don't hurt my legs at all, and I was having a lot of knee problemos.
Fair play to you. I know that I got sick last week, and we were supposed to do our challenge with the caterpillar cake.
Yeah, we just forget about that, will we?
I ended up eating my ingredients. I felt really bad about myself.
My ingredients are in the drawer in work. Well, some of mine were going off, so I just made a sandwich out of them.
What were you using?
Are we definitely not going to do it now?
I think we've missed the boat. It's probably a bit too late now, is it not?
Yeah, it probably is. So I did a predicament. Because when I brought the idea forward, I already had an idea what I was doing. But you briefly said part of my idea when you were like, oh, so we could do this, this, and this? And I was like, yeah, we could. I was like, shite, that's my fault.
Shut up.
So my idea was to... So if you don't understand, don't know what the story is. M&S are bringing Aldi to court because of likeness between their caterpillar cake Colin and Aldi's Cuthbert. And our idea was to create our own one. So my idea was I was going to go to Marks and Spencer's itself and infiltrate their other trademark, which was Percy Pigs. You know, Marks and Spencer's Percy Pig faces. So I was going to have a caterpigler, Percy the
cat. Oh.
So I was going to put Percy Pig in front of a Swiss roll cake, the face. And then I was going to get strips of ham to make it like a zebra. And you said, so we could like do savory and have some ham. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
So wow, I really read into your idea.
And then I was struggling for other things to spice it up. So I bought a cheap packet of lollipops and I was just going to stick lollipops out of it. And that was going to be my idea. Now we're not doing it. I can't wait to get into the Percy Pigs tomorrow.
Oh, they're delicious, what was yours? Aren't they? My idea. So I was really sick that Monday and we were doing it on the Tuesday. So I said to Sean, hey man, could you pick up those tiny little Swiss rolls? Do you know those miniature ones?
Yeah.
I wanted to like have a really long one where I buy a rake load of them, but they go on forever. And I also, for some reason, I think I wanted to buy loads of puff pastry, but wrap it around all the Swiss rolls. Yeah. So join it all together. And then I was going to just slash loads of sweets and stuff. But Sean used my money. So Sean bought a few of the items, he missed out on a lot and then just bought some full fat milk and some bread for himself.
Were you going to have a face at the front of it?
I had some onion rings and a few sweets.
But the onion ring would have been bigger than the tiny mini rolls. I know.
There was definite problems, but I also had little marshmallows. I would have been able to think on my feet, but I think yours definitely would have won made out of ham.
Yeah, well, eh. Well, there you go.
That's disappointing.
So that's it. Well, that's it now. I'm going to grab some.
Well, I hope. Yeah, I hope you're well, man.
You look refreshed. I look wrecked in comparison to you who's...
Man, I look horrendous. Look at my eye.
You actually don't. You can't see it that bad. I've said it before. The lighting in that room is incredible. I've been playing with the curtain here. And just the lighting...
I saw that.
The lighting in here is horrendous. See? No curtain. I've got like Harvey Two-Face or whatever his name is out of...
Yeah. Thingy. Before you go, man, I do want to say, because you said
That's better, isn't it?
No, it's very dark.
But if I get a lamp...
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. I know you said before, Graham, Jesus, there's something absolutely beautiful about going to bed at around 11:30, 12:00 and waking up whenever the fuck you want to. It's liberating.
It's completely different when you do it on a Friday and Saturday. It doesn't really count because you're still kind of, whatever. But when it's a Monday or there's football, midweek football Champions League on, and it doesn't matter, and you can put on another episode of something. When you know you should, and they go, I'll watch another one. It doesn't matter.
I'll watch another.
I'll watch one more. And then I'll get up. I won't set my alarm. I'll wake up when I wake up. And then when you wake up, you lie in bed and just scroll on your phone. Jesus.
This is gonna blow you away. Last night, in years, I ended up watching Made in Chelsea live.
What?
Yeah.
And was it just as good? Well, do you still record it?
I still record it.
Oh, so you still watch it?
I watched it at 9:00 in the evening, live.
I don't know what I'm going to do when Love Island comes back. I have to watch Love Island.
I've realized, Graham, you and I, we go to bed too early. And we need to stop that.
No, we don't.
I think we need to be going to bed at 10:30.
Not a hope.
Man, you have more of your evening and you can socialize and enjoy yourself. I'm finding myself going to bed. I'm in my bedroom at 8:15 and that's it. Goodbye.
No, but that's your choice. You choose to go to bed at 8:15. You don't. It's not either 8:15 or 10:30. You go to bed at 9:00.
It is with me.
No, I don't know. You want to read your book. Read your book when you go home. You've got the whole afternoon to read your book. Read your book.
I can't, Graham, because I get too tired and then I want to sleep.
So what's the plan now next week? You're going to go to bed at 10:30 and you're going to come in tired and grumpy. Like, and I've put up with that shit. I'm not going to bed early anymore. And then I go, great, you're going to be tired now. Fantastic.
I'll be tired and grumpy. That's what's going to happen, man.
As long as Sean gets a bit of entertainment in the evening, that's all that matters.
He'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
You don't have to go to bed at 8:15. No, hold on. Literally last 2 weeks ago, you were telling me how much you loved going to bed at 8:15.
Well, then I got a gastro bug and things change.
Life it was put into perspective.
Well, hey, this could be the last time you ever hear from me. There could be a problem up the sugar loaf. And I've always said it, if I'm going to go, that's how I'm going to go.
You have said it many a time. You do love hiking. You could get your arm caught in something.
And chew it off.
Have you ever watched that movie?
Yeah, it's shit.
27 hours or something, is it?
Yeah, 127 hours or something with James Franco.
Jeez, I undershot it a little bit. He had 100 extra hours of suffering rather than just the normal 27 hours.
Well, so what are you going to do for the day?
I've got a few bits to edit, a few emails to send, and I'll look after this. And
appreciate it. Big production team.
Don't know. Look at my new...
Oh, come on.
My new monitor. Look at that big boy.
Jesus. So do you have two monitors?
So I've got my laptop now and a laptop stand.
And a monitor.
I have wireless keyboard.
Let's see the wireless keyboard. Wow.
Even though it's plugged in because sometimes the Bluetooth doesn't work on my laptop. Wireless mouse. And a 24-inch monitor.
So let's see the monitor. It's really big, isn't it? It looks great. Come on. Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Jeez, that's a chunky monkey.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good for editing. Because editing on the laptop can be, especially if I'm doing something like the Split Season Ever Again, that GA documentary I did last year. It was very hard to edit on a laptop, and your neck gets sore as well and stuff like that. So having this big boy is good.
It's lovely for you to be able to edit in the gaff, because I've been editing in work, so I might stay later behind.
Mm.
And then the constant, what are you doing? Why are you still here?
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Leave me alone.
I just want to edit. Jesus, I'm just editing.
What are you editing? What are you doing? Callum is doing.
No, this is a different thing I'm editing.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I know you're trying to be nice and make conversation. I am aware I'm here late. I want to go home. I don't want to converse. I want to get this done and I want to go home. Yeah, no, I'd highly recommend getting editing software. Yeah. You get home, you get out of there.
Get out of there, yeah.
Get out of there. Get out of there. Even though, do you know what? If I can edit in the morning time, if I've got things to do, I actually don't mind doing it in work, because then when I get home, at least then it's done. Do you know what I mean? If it's work stuff. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. What else do you have planned? So it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. And I look like the elephant man.
I look like I have high blood pressure. I look so red. What's wrong with me? Oh, maybe I got a bit of color. Maybe that's it.
I think you have a bit of color.
I think I do.
I always think with you, I really want you to get tanned.
Mm.
Want there to be color, because I think you can go the anemic route where you look really pale.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I went outside
yesterday. But you can get color.
I know I can get color. I remember I came from Canada, like a different person. But
never seen that before. Yeah.
I gymmed in the back garden topless yesterday just to get a bit
brilliant.
Of
brilliant.
I also have a spot on my chest which is really sore. Look at it there. And the seatbelt goes across it and it's so sore rubbing against it. So I was trying
to burn it. How's the new car?
Yeah, it's lovely. You'll hear it on tomorrow's show. Well, by the time this is out, it'll be yesterday's show. I have back problems in the car. So I am going to ask the fully charged listener, is this a thing? And do I have to resort to getting those beads around my new car like a 70-year-old woman that I really don't want to do?
What's wrong with your back?
Sports car. It started my upper back hurt because I couldn't get used to the seat. Then I changed it a bit. Now my lower back hurts and I can't find a happy medium. So big issues with my new car. But apart from that, everything's perfect. Every time I get into the car, I'm in pain. Driving and then for the following few hours. Like right now, I can feel the pain in my back. That's why I'm trying to sit upright. Money well spent, man. Really, like, cleaned out majority of my savings, but really well spent. Really happy with my investment.
Oh, that's great.
At least someday someone else will take on the back pain when I sell it on in a few years.
That's good for this.
I can't sell that one either. So,
hey, oh, can you not?
No bites. What's your luck?
Are you going to have to lower the price?
We'll see. I might contact a guy.
Do you want to say on the podcast in case
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, look, as I've always said, keep trucking.
He's always said it.
The trucks will look after you.
He's always said it. Enjoy the rest of your days off.
Thank you, bro. I'll keep you updated.
And I expect you to come into work and edit this, by the way. I know I said I look after it, but I've changed my mind and I want you to come in and for people to ask.
You're on holidays. What are you doing here?
Do you know I came in on Sunday morning?
Why?
Because I had to edit the other.
Oh, Nathan.
I had to edit the other. And Lenny kept chasing me around.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lenny kept chasing me around and go, COVID!
But obviously he didn't average you to get close.
Oh, no, he didn't. I was able to run away from him. But I still had a bit of a headache. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
Why? Oh, man, you can't be doing that.
Oh, man, I know.
Yeah, get it on your laptop. Right. Hey, I'm gonna stop recording here now, and then you don't go anywhere.
I've been recording.
Have you actually?
No.
Shit.
Graham.
What?
Have you been recording?
Yeah, wait a minute. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No.